Hi there, this is Mike Adams, the creator of SSRIs, SSR Lies. I'm known as the Health Ranger and the editor of naturalnews.com. That's a website that really kind of mirrors the same attitude of the song. It's skeptical of psychiatric medicine. It's skeptical of the pharmaceutical companies. I'm outraged about the cancer industry and the way people are harmed for profit. And I think that we got to stand up against that stuff. What's going on in the industry of modern psychiatry is indeed a crime against humanity. And it's especially a crime against children. I've called it chemical violence against children. It's a form of chemical abuse. You know, it's not okay to abuse a child physically or verbally or emotionally. Certainly not okay to abuse them chemically. And that's what these drugs do. They cause these children to become violent, to commit suicide, to commit acts of violence against other people. If you remember the Columbine, Colorado high school shootings, those shooters were on SSRI drugs or other psychotropic drugs. The drugs that are given to kids for ADHD are amphetamines. They used to be sold as speed on the street. It's the same exact drug, same molecule. But now when they're sold by the drug companies, they're suddenly legal to give to kids. And the real atrocity here is that these children need nutrition. They need good parenting. They need love and care and health. They do not need chemicals and condemnation, and they don't need to be sitting inside a classroom under fluorescent lights and told that if they don't pay attention, that they're going to be put on these psychiatric drugs, even though outside on the fence of the school, it says this is a drug-free zone, which of course there's a reference to that in the song. The whole thing's a scam. You know, the whole thing is just, it's a fraud. It's based on scientific fraud. The whole industry, there's absolutely no proof, not even any evidence that ADHD, for example, is a legitimate illness or disease. Sure, they ran some studies to try to prove that ADHD results in a smaller brain, that it stunts brain growth. Well, it turns out that result was caused by the drugs that they put the kids on. The drugs cause brain shrinkage. The drugs cause stunted growth. And I've written about this on naturalnews.com. You can go there. You can search on these drugs, search for the names or psychiatric medications, search on Ritalin, and read about these drugs. You'll find the truth about it that the drug companies don't want you to hear. So I found myself increasingly frustrated about trying to get the message out about this issue. There are really only a handful of people who are really doing anything about this issue these days. Well, maybe more than a handful, a few dozen. Dr. Fred Bauman is one of them who writes about it. CCHR, of course, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. They're at cchr.org. They're fighting against this all the time. But mainstream America is not aware that these drugs are dangerous to children, that they destroy normal cognitive function and normal mood response, and that what these children really need is just nutrition. You can reverse ADHD, for example, even if you think such a disease exists. You can reverse the symptoms of it within 2 weeks just by changing the kid's diet. You know, you get our children off of the sodas, off the junk foods, off the processed foods. You get them onto real food, and all of a sudden those symptoms disappear and everything balances out. You know, children are not born with a pharmaceutical deficiency. All right, that should be simple to understand and it should be obvious to everyone, but it isn't. The psychiatric industry only makes money by convincing people that they are sick or that their children are sick or diseased or suffer from a, quote, disorder, and then selling drugs to those parents or to those consumers who then think that those drugs are somehow treating them, when in fact, all it's doing is addicting them to drugs or masking symptoms in the short term while creating a far greater problem for them in the long term. I believe that the industry of modern psychiatry is a criminal operation. And if we lived in a just society, we would march into these drug companies and the American Psychiatric Association and the practicing psychiatrists who are pushing these pills in this country, and we would arrest them. We would investigate them, prosecute them, put them on trial, and throw them in prison, because that's where they belong. They are a threat to society. They're a threat to the health and safety of an entire generation of children, not to mention the threat they pose to adults and senior citizens as well. But if you just count the children, they are a huge threat and they need to be locked up. Now, the early response I got on this song was rather interesting. A lot of people were very strongly moved by this song in an emotional sense. I had many people call me up or email me and tell me that when they heard this song, they actually found themselves crying. They broke out in tears. Not for themselves, but for imagining the sadness and imagining the devastating health effects of these psychiatric medications on children. And for recognizing, just opening their hearts and their minds for a moment and recognizing that in a nation of 300 plus million people, just in the United States of America, we've got tens of millions of children that are now being dosed on psychiatric medications and being harmed by them and being denied their childhoods and being labeled as sick or disordered or diseased. And the harm that's being done by this is so emotionally devastating that if you allow yourself to connect with it for a minute, that you can't help but just break out in tears. Because what the reality of what's happening today is so sad, it's so outrageous, it is such a crime against our children, that the only way that you can really function in our world is to sort of set that aside and try to dissociate from that understanding while you go through your day. I'm the same way. I can't wake up and remind myself of how many children are being harmed, because if I did, I'd never get anything done. So I have to try to set that aside during the day so that I can get things done, but then come back to it and try to make some progress on this issue, try to enlighten people about this, try to spread the word about what's really happening with the psychiatric medication industry and the whole psychiatric industry itself. It's just such a difficult issue to really grasp and hold on to because it's so devastating. It's like if you lived in Nazi Germany in 1929 through like 1939, for example, and you saw the ramp up of Nazi power and you saw the concentration camps starting to go in and you saw the Jews being arrested and rounded up and herded like cattle into these concentration camps. If you were a German citizen that was a member of the Nazi party, there's no way that you could wake up every day and actually be emotionally attached to what your nation was doing or what your political party was doing to these other human beings. You would have to dissociate from that. And that's what the Nazi party members did. They would wake up and they would go about their lives in their clean homes and their luxury lifestyles. I'm talking about the upper class Nazi party members. And they would just simply not think about what was really going on in the concentration camps just a couple of miles out the back door. You know, across the farm, across the field, there's a concentration camp. Well, this is happening in America today. We have many concentration camps where children are chemically poisoned in a way that's eerily similar to the way that people were poisoned in Nazi Germany in the concentration camps. And in fact, it's the same companies. If you look at Nazi Germany, you look at the history, it's IG Farben, which was broken up and it became three different companies. And one of those companies is Bayer. And Bayer went on to, for example, sell Bayer heroin for children. It was a cough syrup that was sold to children at the turn of the 20th century. And it was just heroin. And they said, oh, it's great for children because it stops their coughs. Yeah, I guess so. I guess if you take enough heroin, you stop coughing for a while. But then how do you treat the heroin addiction? Well, you're going to need another drug for that. You see, the drug companies have always used humans for experiments. They've always chemically assaulted the population ever since they've been around. And many of the most prominent drug companies today have their roots in Nazi Germany drug experimentation. And this isn't conspiracy theory. This isn't conjecture. This is all just straight up historical fact. You can Google this, you can go to Wikipedia, you can look this up, you can read about it on naturalnews.com. I've documented this. I've documented, in fact, the whole history of medical experimentation on human beings by the drug companies. I got a whole timeline from, I think, the early 1800s all the way up to 2006. So if you're skeptical of anything I'm saying here, that's great. Look it up for yourself. Don't believe what the mainstream media is telling you. Don't believe what the drug ads claim, which are almost all lies, by the way. You know, don't listen to those for-profit institutions that are trying to take your money by convincing you that you're sick and diseased and that you need their drugs to be a normal functioning human being. That is a fraud. Investigate the issue for yourself. Find out what's really true. Find out where the evidence leads you and then make your own decision about what's true and what's not true. And the only reason that psychiatry continues to exist in our society today is because not enough people are able to demonstrate skeptical thinking about this industry. We've got to be more skeptical. We've got to be more informed. We've got to be more empowered to be able to make our own decisions about what kinds of health treatments our children should be subjected to. And I could say much the same thing about these mandatory vaccination programs, but that's a different song, and we'll talk about that later. Right now, we're focused on psychiatric medications. And I encourage you to be part of this conversation, be part of this debate, by the way. Do you want your children to be drugged up and to be labeled as diseased, to be given a fictitious disorder or disease name that was just invented by an industry? They just have a bunch of guys in a room who raise their hands and vote a disease into existence. And these diseases, by the way, are just hilarious. One of them is called oppositional defiance disorder, ODD. And you know how you get diagnosed with ODD? By disagreeing with psychiatrists. If you simply disagree with them, then suddenly you're diagnosed with a disease. Suddenly you need psychiatric medications, according to them. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's one of the ways that they stay in power and protect their monopolistic power by claiming that everyone who disagrees with them needs to be medicated. What a scam, you know? Absolutely outrageous what's going on with this industry. And of course, they never tell parents that their children should perhaps be off of junk foods or that they need superfoods or nutrition or exercise or playtime outside or time with nature or sunlight or any of these things. They just tell their parents that, oh, your kid essentially is deficient in Prozac, for example, or deficient in some other pharmaceutical that just happens to make a ton of money for the industry. And guess what? Virtually every psychiatrist practicing today is on the take, taking money from Big Pharma or taking gifts from Big Pharma or vacations, all kinds of free things that they get from the drug companies. The drug companies have invaded the medical journals. They've taken over the journalists. They've taken over the hospitals and the med schools and the legislative process. They own and control almost everything in this industry, and that is why this scam continues, because there's no institution left that has any independence to stand up against this. And that's why you're only hearing this message from independent people like me, who have no financial ties to this industry. What I do have is human compassion. I have a desire to help children be free from the chemical assaults that have been thrust upon them by modern psychiatry. I care for fellow human beings. I want to help protect people. I want to help enlighten people to the truth about what's really going on. This is a chemical holocaust to which our children are being subjected. Shouldn't we stand up and say, this is insane? Shouldn't we question this thing? Shouldn't we try to protect our children from these drugs and do what's right to take back our health freedoms, to put our kids on things that are good for them instead of things that destroy their neurology and shrink their brains and stunt their growth? Well, of course we should. And that's what this song is all about. Now let me answer some of the questions for a minute about how this song was created. I've had a lot of questions about that. This is the second track on my album, Beyond All Reason. And some people have asked me about that title, where it came from, what does it mean? Well, it refers to the things that I'm rapping about. For example, the industry of modern psychiatry acts in a way that is beyond all reason. And the first song that I wrote about, I Want My Bailout Money, was the same kind of thing. It was like, this bailout money situation is beyond all reason. And that title just came to me in a flash. I didn't think about it. I didn't have to brainstorm. I didn't make a list. In fact, here's how it came to me. I was ripping the file to an MP3 file, just taking the whole song and ripping it down to an MP3. And I was entering the ID3 tags on the MP3 file, and one of the fields is album name. I got to that field and realized, gee, I don't really have a name for this album. I wonder what it should be. And in an instant, it just came to me, oh, Beyond All Reason. So I typed that in and I hit go, and that's how the album name actually came into existence. And people think it's a pretty good name, and it certainly allows me the freedom to rap about a lot of different subjects, because there are a lot of things going on in our world today that are beyond all reason. You know, things like the bailout money situation, like psychiatric medicine, like the cancer industry, like the pollution and the destruction of our planet, the deforestation that's going on around the world. You know, there are a lot of things, the vaccination policies, the assaults on health freedom, the destruction of the food supply, the loss of personal liberties, the growing police state and the surveillance society that has been put in place in America. You know, all of these things are beyond all reason, and they deserve to be rapped about. Now, I had a few criticisms about the first song that came out. Some people were concerned about things like the use of the word ass in the first song. You know, and they said, well, I didn't like the fact that you used the word ass, which they actually called the A-bomb. The A-bomb was in your song. Yeah, well, good thing I didn't use the F-bomb, huh? Or the S-bomb, or the SH-bomb, or the T-bomb, or the C-bomb, or all those other bombs that actually characterize hip-hop music. I actually made a decision to keep my songs relatively clean. I'll use ass, or damn, perhaps, or bitch slap is in this song, SSRI song. But in fact, none of these words are considered hardcore profanity, and they're all okay to say on television. They're all okay to play on the radio. And I made that decision early on that I wasn't going to turn to profanity to try to emphasize my message in these songs. Rather, I was going to use the best lyrics that I could, and I was going to construct really tight lyrics. And I spent a considerable amount of time doing that. One of the things that people don't know is that I didn't just write the lyrics and then it's done. In fact, I probably wrote three or four times as much quantity of lyrics as what ended up in the song, and then I tossed out those sections that weren't as good as what ended up being in the song. So the song itself is the best of the best of what I came up with. I've written probably three or four songs worth of lyrics. The other question I get from people, because, you know, once I started putting this music out, a lot of people were contacting me and they were asking if they could write their own hip-hop music and if I would link to that, or if I would write music for them and use their lyrics or whatever. A lot of people don't understand that you don't just write words and then try to come up with a piece of music for it and then hope that that all works. You have to actually develop these things together. So the music and the lyrics have to match. I mean, you can't just take lyrics and lay a track underneath it and expect it to sound good. That doesn't sound good at all. The lyrics have to fit the music. So for this, I developed these at the same time. I would work on the music. I licensed many of the beats from different companies, and I just mixed them together. So I was arranging the music. I was writing the lyrics to fit the music. I was bringing in different beats. I was altering some of the pitch elements and fade-ins and fade-outs, and I was doing background vocals and everything, and just kind of making it work. And this song actually took a considerable amount of time to put together that way. It's very detailed kind of work. But the good news is I didn't do this in a studio, so when I was doing editing, if I found something that I didn't like, in my voice, for example, I could just re-record it right there on the spot. I could just, you know, hit record, sing a phrase, and put it right there in the song. And I had a couple of phrases that weren't exactly what I wanted at the beginning, so I went back and corrected those and just kind of optimized the whole thing to make it as good as I could. And that's why what you hear now is the polished version of the song. It's actually probably the third or fourth edition of the song that I've been working on. I mean, it's evolved over time, and I hope you like it. Now, in terms of rap artists, people have been asking me who I actually tried to mimic or who I studied. A friend of mine told me that, oh, I sound like Eazy-E. Well, I didn't actually know who Eazy-E was. And in fact, as of this recording, I haven't yet listened to Eazy-E, but I plan to because of that comment. I'm kind of curious to see what Eazy-E sounds like. I guess they're a rap group from the 80s. Who I listened to, actually, was LL Cool J and Akon, who was a more recent rapper to hit the scene. I listened to Eminem, you know, to get the crazy white boy effect. Oh, yeah, I also listened to a lot of Kanye West. And I found Kanye to be really instructive. LL Cool J, I think, has the best lyrics and the best delivery. And even though all of these artists, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm huge fans of all of these artists because they all have a lot of crazy lyrics that I'm not really a fan of in many cases. But in each one of these artists, I did find something that I could really, really admire and that I learned from. So each of those individuals was a teacher to me in some way, even though I don't consider myself to be in that genre of hip hop. You know, I'm not gonna sing about so I can't even use the words that they use without getting a bunch of hate mail coming in. So I'm not even gonna tell you what they sing about because some of it's pretty raunchy stuff. That's just not the direction I'm moving in. But I did find in their lyrics and in their attitudes and in their percussion, the percussive presentation of the voice and the syncopation and the rhythms and all of that, I found a lot to learn from. And I've actually become a great admirer of hip-hop music and certain songs from certain artists. You know, for example, Akon's song Freedom is a really great song. It's singing about he and his father coming to America and sort of what his challenge was and how he overcame that. And the guy's just got a sweet, smooth voice too, by the way. LL Cool J is not so much into smooth harmonies. He's into really, really great linguistic rhythms. And he's just a master at it. I mean, he's been doing it for, you know, what, 25 years now? LL's been rapping and topping the charts. Just an amazing individual to be able to put that together. And I studied a lot of what he did, and I sang along with his songs and lyrics just to learn this. You know, I got to say, too, you know, you can do that. When you're powered by superfoods, which is what I eat every single day, I'm on superfoods all the time. I don't do caffeine. I don't do any drugs. I don't do recreational drugs. I don't do pharmaceuticals, no prescription drugs, not even over-the-counter drugs. I don't do any of that stuff. I'm powered 100% by food and superfood, you know, micronutrients, microalgae, trace minerals, chlorella, spirulina, astaxanthin, all that kind of stuff, omega-3 oils. You know, this is a green lip mussel extract, for example. This is what powers me. So when you do that, your brain tends to work pretty well and you can learn anything you want. And that's why over the years, I've been able to do a lot of different things. I've written books, I've written articles, I've created a whole cartoon series, over 150 political cartoons, and now I'm doing rap music. And it's very satisfying to be able to do that. It's very rewarding to be able to learn and absorb new skills and new information. You know, I spent a lot of time down in South America and I learned Spanish. And I found it incredibly easy to learn Spanish because of this health lifestyle that I'm following, that I've been following for many years. It's so easy to learn new skills and it's so much fun to apply them in these different areas, express myself through those skills. So I hope that you are enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying it. I'm absolutely enjoying doing this. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it because obviously there's no, you know, there's no commercial gain for it. And these songs are being given away. I'm not making money off this music. I'm just sending a message. I'm just trying to share this message with the people out there who resonate with it, who find an element of truth in it. But I am hoping, by the way, I am hoping that someone might come along and want to fund some effort to re-record these songs in a studio. I'd be happy to do that, you know, fly out to LA, go to a studio, spend a few days there, re-record this professionally in a studio and come out with a really kick-ass single that's just super tight and really dynamic and has a much better sound than what I was able to do on my laptop sitting at my desk. I mean, you know, it sounds okay, but in a professional studio, definitely a lot more could be done. So, you know, if you know anybody like that, let me know. It'd be a lot of fun. I'd also like to work with some artists who just want to do some remixes or who want to do some really funny videos or really, in this case, outrageous videos that use the music as a background. And, you know, I can't pay anybody for anything. I don't have, again, there's no revenue model on this, but I'm happy to promote people who want to work with me on that or link to your website or publicize your work. You know, these songs are getting a lot of attention, so it's a great way to kind of share in that attention and add something to this message. It should have a video, you know, it should have a remix. There should be other ways to express this message, and I would love to work with you if you have those kinds of skills. So just get in contact with us, and we'll see what we can figure out. In any case, I really appreciate your interest in the music, and I'm going to continue to write more music. I've got another song coming out. It's about halfway done as of this recording, And I'll be working on that over the next few weeks. That'll be released. Track three, it is about the cancer industry. Yeah, we're going to be talking about cancer and big pharma and similar issues. It's a really rocking song. One thing I've noticed about doing these three songs now is that they do get easier. You know, this skill set, it's like riding a bike. You practice, you get better at it. It gets easier. The rhymes and rhythms get more complex, and it's just an incredible amount of fun to be able to do this, even though the topics are very dark and very serious. Being able to express yourself in this way is just a total blast. And I encourage you out there, if you have any desire to do something like this, just do it. Just jump in and do it. You know, don't worry about what other people say, because lots of people are always going to tell you not to do something, but you got to take a risk, you know, take a personal risk. You're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to make a statement without taking a risk. And every song I do is a big, big risk for my reputation, you know, but I don't care. I'm taking that risk because I believe in what I'm saying and it comes from the heart. It's an authentic voice. This is what I believe in. And frankly, really, truly, I do not care if anybody likes the music or not. I do not care. It is my mission to put this kind of information out there into the universe and into the marketplace and on the web and just let it do whatever it's going to do. If it flops, it flops. If it succeeds in a huge way, then it succeeds. Either way, I'm okay with it. Doesn't matter to me. Once I get it out there, that's my job. That's done. And I'm going to move on to the next song and put that out there too. It's 100% pure. There's no corporation behind this. There's no marketing campaign. There's no profit motive. I don't have a music company behind me doing this. I don't have to try to please them. I don't have to be censored. I don't have corporate sponsors that I got to plug into the songs like a lot of rap artists do. You know, if you mention this company, they pay you $50,000 or whatever. I have none of that. This music is 100% pure. There is nothing polluting it. And I think that's one of the reasons why it works so well for so many people. You can tell it's not polluted. You can tell it's not censored. You can tell that it's genuine. And that's why I think it carries the strength of the message that it does. So I hope you enjoy it. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to serve in this role. Sometimes in my music, I tend to sound perhaps kind of arrogant. That's just the style. I actually feel very humbled to be able to have this opportunity to have this kind of attention given to the songs. It's very humbling. And I feel like that what I'm doing is in the service of the people out there who need this kind of message out there. I'm working in the service of the children who need to be protected against these drugs. I'm working in the service of the natural health consumers out there who resonate with this message. And it's a great honor to be able to serve in that role. So I thank you for allowing me to do that. It's truly one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done in my entire life. So feel free to share the song as usual. You can copy it to your iPod or your MP3 player, post it on a website, play it on a radio show. You don't need to ask my permission for any of that. You can put it in a documentary. You can use it on your nonprofit website. I only ask that if you use it for commercial use, that you talk to us first to get some permission. And we will ask you to make a donation to the nonprofit Consumer Wellness Center if you're going to use a song for commercial use. Other than that, feel free to share it, post it, rip it, pirate it, copy it, replicate it, duplicate it, whatever you need to do to get it out there. Enjoy it, and I hope that you get a lot out of this music. And it's going to keep coming, folks. There's more on the way. And subscribe to naturalnews.com, by the way. That is one way that you can help me out. Be a subscriber to Natural News. It's free. And you'll get an email from me each weekday with the updated news about various topics. And I will be covering this topic from time to time on the website. So you'll get articles from me about psychiatric medications, editorials, you know, opinion pieces as well, other cartoons coming out. And of course, more announcements about more music from this album, Beyond All Reason. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Take care. You don't have to follow what the psych doc said. You gotta take your life back. Put the knife back down. If it's like that, throw the medication on the ground. Cause the medical suckers are gonna psych that. And if you speak in your mind, they're gonna strike that. It's time y'all learn. You gotta fight back and take your mind.